Well, Steve, three goals, clean sheet, 3 points. You've got to be pleased with that.
Well, I thought we said in the last couple of days, can we go and score first and let the rest look after itself, because they're having a difficult time at the moment, and that's the way it turned out to be, you know. And we got the second just before half time, and of course then you can relax, and Chris has obviously opened the game up in the second half, and you know, we haven't played well tonight, but we've done enough to win the game, and at this particular point in the season, that's what it's all about.
It's all about taking care of your own business, isn't it, I suppose, at the moment?
Absolutely, it's all we can do. But at the moment, we're a threat up the top end of the pitch. We've got a goal in us. And that's, you know, I don't know how many times we've scored more than twice now away from home, but quite refreshing to see. And as I said, if we'd have been a little bit more careful and a little bit better, it could have been one of them really, really difficult nights for Sunderland.
Mm-hmm. And pleasing to see Adoma and Grealish back out there.
Yeah, that's the... And Taylor too. He's been out for a long time, so it's good to see them back in. The downside was, I thought our best player tonight was was Whelan, and unfortunately he's pulled a calf, which for him to limp off like it is, it must be quite serious. So that's the downside of it. But we're going to expect things like that when you get to this stage of the season. But we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Might sound a bit nitpicky, but are you worried about the fact you weren't at your best tonight? Or is it just every game
we did
on
enough.
Its own merit?
We did enough, and I think it's every game on its merit when it comes down to it like this. We know we're in a rich vein of form. We know we can score a goal. And of course, defensively, we've always been rock solid.
And a real mouth-watering game up next.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, fair play to, you know, Derby and, I mean, Cardiff, Fulham. They're making a hell of a charge like ourselves. And, you know, if we can go and get something against Wolves, then it's all in the mixer then, because with 10 games to play, all to play for.
And you're just 4 points still off the automatic promotion places. How confident are you that you can still go up automatically this season?
Well, I think that's we've won 9 out of 11 and drew the other one, and we still can't get near Cardiff. So it tells you how well they're doing. It tells you they're having the right good go of it. So, look, I've said from the start of the season, can we be there or thereabouts? We are. And coming now to nearly single figures, big game coming up the weekend. Let's enjoy the challenge, enjoy the race, if that's the way you want to call it. Because that's what we're all in football for, is to have times like we're having at the moment. You know, you have to look at our opponents tonight to see, you know, what a stark difference it makes.
And as things stand, just 7 points off Wolves, who everyone thought were going to run away with the title this season. How do you deal with it with the players? Do you get them to aim for the title, to aim for the automatic playoffs, to think about the next game? How do you deal with it with them?
Well, I think I said it a few weeks ago, take an almighty collapse by Wolves. Or take an almighty collapse because of the situation they got themselves in. But, you know, we've got, they play tomorrow night at Leeds, and so they can stretch ahead of us again. But I think Cardiff now are only 3 points behind them. And I think Cardiff have got them to play too. So it's all to play for. It's looking very exciting. And let's enjoy the challenge.
And just finally from me, obviously Aston Villa are a club that really feel that they should be in the Premier League, given the history of the club as well. Do you feel that pressure weighing around the club at all? Or do you feel that it's being coped with?
There's been too much pressure the other way around the club for too long. So let's enjoy the challenge. We all agree that the name and the history and the tradition and the stadium, that we all think that we should be in the Premier League, but you aren't given any God-given right to be there. You've got to try and earn it, and it's not so long ago. We were in a situation like Sunderland find themselves in. Change of direction for the club takes a bit of time, but hopefully we're up and running. And the case for Aston Villa, myself or any other Aston Villa manager, has to have the club back where we think we should be. Now, that's the challenge. Whether we're going to be good enough remains to be seen.